You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. We got a fucking rad Wednesday afternoon guest today. Ari Shaffir is here.
Thank you, Shaffir.
Shaffir, the biggest fucking Kanye West supporter on the planet.
I think it makes a lot of good points.
Yeah, dude. It wouldn't be Drinking Bros, by the way, if I don't fuck up every guest name. So
oh, yeah. He called
don't
Matthew,
feel special.
He called Matthew McConaughey Matthew McConaughey.
Sure
even
did.
After Matthew McConaughey.
In. After he said it, too.
After he
and
told
I've known him for fucking years.
He told an anecdote Why? About his mom teaching yeah. people how to correct the pronunciation.
What a dipshit.
There
Why?
Is
That's the biggest guest you'll ever get.
In my brain. No, not even close, which is weird. But there's something Where'd in my brain.
No, Lizzo.
Lizzo called.
Yeah. You got Lizzo?
Yeah, she played the flute in here.
Oh, you mean bigger, like more famous?
I meant famous.
Because she's, okay. she's fat as fuck.
Yeah, she's huge. Yeah. But we got her to play the James Madison flute, and it was a fun show.
Yeah.
It was a good time. But we have different
That's cool.
different opinions on who's the biggest, I guess. Like, who was it for you out of 1,400 shows?
What do you mean, the biggest? What does that mean?
Well, I think, and this is where I'm going with this, yeah. I think for
We're
for
not
every,
talking about size.
Right, we're, but we're
no,
talking
no,
about
I, I'm not being
every,
obtuse,
name,
no, I just, yeah.
every person. I think everybody has their favorite.
Who's, like, who's your dream might not be the biggest, but then who's the biggest? Who would be like, damn,
liked,
you got him on? Like, the most yeah. people would say that.
Neil deGrasse Tyson was pretty good.
Neil yeah. deGrasse Tyson. Black scientist, if you're not aware of who Neil deGrasse Tyson is.
Black yeah. science man, yeah.
Black science man.
That's yeah. one of my favorite memes. It but, says, pee is stored in the balls. That's why they call it the penis. And then it says, it's like hyphen black science man. It's my favorite fucking meme.
Yeah, but his was a favorite author. And when you have a show this size, same with yours, you can just kind of call people and they'll do it because they're not going to turn down this many people. You know,
also, you're in Austin.
Yeah, like, you're in Austin. Yeah, everybody else is kind of making the circuit and all that other stuff. Your stand-up special drops today.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're doing all the shows. Who are you doing after this? Duncan Trussell?
Duncan Trussell did Rogan earlier.
How was it?
Good. He's about to get a bump from having me on. You guys will see that too.
yeah. What time is it? Does it premiere?
It'll be out. Is this live?
Yeah, this is live right now. Yeah.
It'll be out in an hour.
Perfect. And tell everybody how they can go and watch this.
Well, there's a website. So first, wait, you want to get internet access.
I love that you're promoting this right now. I just have to fucking show you.
Yeah.
Like, when you search YouTube for Ari Shaffir, the first result is Ari Shaffir Jew.
Yeah, yep. I am a Jew. That's the name of the special.
Oh, that's the yeah. name of the special. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, holy shit, dude.
It's Ari Shaffir Jew. yeah. Oh, actually, I got a whole shirt.
Do you?
I wore this on
what do you
Rogan's
got there?
And I slept in it. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Ari Shaffir Jew. Look at that,
yeah.
dude.
Ari Shaffir. Just type in Ari Shaffir Jew. Yeah, it'll come
right
up.
There. Yeah, it'll come up. It's yeah, right there.
No doubt.
It's 3 p.m. Central is when it premieres.
Yeah.
Yep.
3 p.m. Central time.
1 hour,
the time that no
minutes.
One uses.
Well, when this show is over, they can pop on over, so yeah. you're good to go on that.
But I also think it depends on how popular Rogan really gets. Like, if he gets popular enough, do we do away with the East Coast time standard in America, right?
And just make that the new standard.
Like, Central is it.
Yeah, we might have to.
Nobody gives a fuck what time it is back in the swamp.
Which, I don't. Yeah. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't move down here, by the way.
JRT.
Yeah.
Wait, how would it be?
JRT. Yeah.
He's in time.
Joe Rogan time.
Yeah. He's in standard time, JST.
I'm surprised you didn't move down here.
Why is that?
Because all your homies are here. Tony Hinchcliffe. Fuck all of them. There's no place to eat after fucking 11 p.m.
That's true, yeah.
Eat a dick. And they're all like, we got a great food scene. I'm like, you're talking to a New Yorker. How fucking pompous do you have to be to brag about New York shit to a New Yorker? You can cook a pizza. No, you can't. You can get leftover shit that the fucking homeless won't eat.
By the way, totally true. Yes, Tex-Mex and barbecue. Texas is great on.
And like the weather's great. You're like, yeah, no, you're lying there. You no, say that shit. No. You say that shit in November, but no, you don't say it in August.
No, no, you're right. The weather sucks here. Probably 6 months out of the year.
The weather sucks everywhere except for San Diego.
Barton Springs is cool.
Yeah,
when it's too hot, right. Barton Springs is pretty chill.
Yeah, it's all right. It's not bad. But you're in New York. You've been there for, fuck, how long? Your entire life at this point?
10 years. My people have been there for a long time. But, dude, it looks like I got a mohawk. That balding is getting, like, real mohawk-y.
What are you going to do about that? Are you going to shave it out or are you going to go with a bozo ring?
Stem cells. What I found is that babies, when they come out, they're just covered in that gook. You can just spread it right on the top of your head and hope for the best. Parents don't love it when you just break in there, but they'll deal with it.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Exactly.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Obviously, yeah. They'll obviously monetize
They're
going
to try to monetize baby goop, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't even have to change the name because you've already branded it for them. Baby goop.
Sure don't. Right, you just have to fit your head inside the vagina.
You ever see a newborn baby and the parents are like, look how cute. And you're like, that baby is disgusting.
Yeah, that looks like a fucking alien and it's got shit on it. What are you talking about?
So I have a newborn baby right now.
It's gross.
And so does he. And I told him the rules.
Who's grosser?
Here's the rules. You post the day of the birth, right?
Yeah.
You get that one. And then you don't post again for 14 months.
14 months?
14 months is the rule.
That's a
Your
long time.
Kid, no matter how much you love them, how good looking you think they are, they're not really good looking
especially,
until about 14 months.
Especially if it's a white kid.
Yep.
White children.
Black babies come out better.
Yes. Yeah.
And,
Asian babies, close
second. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Black Asians, now you're fucking cooking.
Blasians? Yeah. You're posting that shit all goddamn
day. I actually
day.
Own BlasianBabies.com.
Really? Is that you?
The FBI keeps showing up. It's not that kind of website, bro.
It can
Relax.
Be if they leave you alone.
Yeah, if I get back to work,
you just
what
get
the
your
fuck,
feet man? Under you. Now, here's something you should do. Hire that, rent that fucking hospital room, like, 3 months later, and then fake those, like, oh, look at my newborn baby. The gook's all gone. Mm-hmm. You came into yourself a little bit.
Or get some of those glamour shots, people. Have one of those fucking daytime talk show hosts coming to do a makeover on my baby. It's called Baby Makeover.
Yep.
You're welcome, folks.
And I want to put the baby on a motorcycle. I want to put the baby on a fucking motorcycle, too, with fake wind.
Wait, in the sidecar? Oh, you mean, like, for posing and shit.
That's nice. Yeah. Glasses.
Yeah. Glasses. Yeah, if I'm going to do it, I want to do it. I want to sexualize the child. I want it to be a JBR, a JonBenet Ramsey sitch, where I want it to be a beautiful little thing where it's just like, oh, my God, if I happen to kill the child, then at least they'll talk about it for 50 fucking years afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you make up a baby and have hot photos, are you a Phillies fan?
I hate the fucking Astros, so I
am. Yeah,
so do I.
We're all rooting for the Phillies here.
We are, too. Delco, our producer, is from Philadelphia. This
Your
is
name
the greatest
is Delco?
Moment of his life. Yep.
Well,
yeah, dude.
He's from Delco.
That's fucking sweet. I can't really do it. I get it word by word.
Hoagies.
Up or down. Yeah, Hoagies. Get down to the shore. hey, my favorite baby picture was John. This might be too dark. John Legend and his dumb fucking wife, where they've had that stillborn.
Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah. They were still such fucking.
To be
honest,
it's like. I do feel some amount of empathy. Part of the day, not the whole time, but some I feel a little tinges from time to time, but the worst things on earth could happen to those two people and I would feel nothing.
If
they were on fire in front of me right now, the only thing I would feel is the heat from the fucking fire.
The only sympathy I feel for them is they have to be married to the other.
Oh man, that's but is that just desserts? Or maybe
I think it is. I think that's a marriage made in heaven. Same with Sierra and Russell Wilson.
Oh my God,
I think those two fucking cornballs were meant to be together. And then when I found out about the Chrissy Teigen sitch where she had an abortion then later, and it was like, okay, so who was in the fucking towel? Like,
wait, she had an abortion? What do you mean?
You didn't hear about this?
She had to get the rest taken out, or is another one?
So she said, I think, that this was 2 weeks ago, I think I had an abortion.
I think I had an abortion.
Right. So now she's going against the Roe v. Wade shit and everything else.
I think I had an abortion. Let me tell you, from every one that I forced women into, you'll remember.
Did
you take it home?
So those,
did you ask for a take-home bag?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. They put it in one of the ones that has a window in the front. So
for
you
that hair growth.
Through.
The sides were all covered. And then I dropped it before I got to the top.
You just throw that thing in your ninja.
Good to go. Put it in an air fryer. Crisp it right up. Put it on the sides, dude. You're good to go. Yeah, but with Teigen and Legend, those fucks deserve each other. And if it was a fiery crash, I don't think anybody would really care.
Yeah,
they
but
crawled
I
crawled out, like, you know, like, ah, put me out. Yeah. And everyone's like, I guess we could pee on him.
Yeah, you ever see the Anne Heche video? They didn't give a fuck. 55 minutes she was sitting in the house cooking.
No.
55, bro.
Wow.
People didn't care.
What did Anne Heche ever do to anybody?
Anne Heche, people liked Anne Heche.
She was married to a shrew.
She went gay for a little bit for publicity.
Mm-hmm.
But looking back, it's not that big a deal, especially with women.
You think so?
It's just like, yeah, go gay. If you don't go gay for like a minute as a woman in like college or high school, you're an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
But why can't guys do it? Because when you take one dick, then you're a homosexual for life.
You're a gay what? Yeah.
Yeah. Forever. Like you suck one dick and you're the guy that sucked a dick. And it's like, no matter
that
what.
That just shows you that the real power is in the dick. Yeah. So I don't believe all this women's lib bullshit.
Right.
Like they, no driving, no voting. Shut the fuck up. I'm tired of hearing this shit.
Yeah. Right. It's brave to go down on a muff if you're not into it, but who's brave? That or the people who went to clean up Fukushima?
That's true. That's true. And then I was watching the show the other day where the girl said, no, you guys have it wrong. Sucking the dick is the power because when you're great at it, then you can get the dudes to do whatever you want the rest of your life.
Sugar, keep thinking that. Yeah. Yeah. You have all the power. And I'll get down there and suck my dick.
Are you married?
No.
Weird, right?
I like to spread it around. I got a dog. That's enough for me.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a whippoorwill.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's a whippoorwill?
Whippoorwill is what you tell people when they ask you what breed of dog you have and you have nothing.
No idea. I have no idea what kind of dog that is. It's one of those where you're just staring off in the distance and you're hoping for the best. Like I was hoping for a cool story that it was raised on a farm somewhere and it got mixed up with a cow and then this is the new breed, but we don't even have that.
No, yeah. It was it served in Vietnam.
It served, yeah, he was a hero.
He was a POW for 6 years.
It was
like
a drug
years.
Dog, and it kept quiet.
Yeah,
for every 50 time years.
It smelled drugs. Yeah.
I think we should have an award ceremony for all the ATF and DEA dogs that get kicked out.
Remember when they had to retrain them to not smell weed?
Oh yeah, dude, that's wild, isn't it?
You couldn't retrain me for that. I don't think
there was one dog that was so good at it, the cartel put a hit on him.
Oh, on the dog. That's
on the,
right.
On the fucking dog.
I always forget about this cartel.
Why does that
monkey?
Seem more wrong than killing a cop?
But.
but
what if it was Ren 10-10 canine cop? Does it cancel each other out at that point?
Probably because right? it was a real sheriff. The dog, like he had a badge and everything.
Do you remember that cartel monkey that got clipped?
Yeah,
and they had a little fucking vest on him. Have you ever seen this
bulletproof vest?
Can you pull out the cartel monkey?
Oh yeah, dude.
Wait, this is live. Then I gotta fucking get this. Keep talking.
Do whatever you want. Yeah, So, dude, with the cartel monkey, if you forgot about it. He had a little tiny bulletproof vest on.
Oh, no. They started making him little Latino, like, R.I.P. things.
Candles? Do they make him fucking candles?
No, but this is
dude?
The type of thing you see, like, on the back of a truck here, you know?
Uh-huh. I do think we should get one of these.
Wow. We should wrap our cars in that, to be honest with you. That's nice. I was going to shit on it, but now I kind of want it. We have one on...
But this is the dead cartel.
Hey, did you see, Giorgio, will you grab me the Pete Davidson one that they sent in?
So
they're on my desk
on
over
Pete
there.
Davidson?
A listener sent in a Pete Davidson prayer candle after
Kim
Kardashian.
Oh, those prayer candles are great.
Broke up them. Holy fuck, you really are a Phillies fan.
No, I'm just leaning on the bandwagon. I got this from Shane Gillis. Former retarded football player Shane Gillis. He was like, I was like, I want to join up. And he goes like, yep, we'll have you.
Mentally or physically? What's his retardation status?
The strength. And the mind. So yeah, maybe both.
Okay. So here we go.
That's a nice one.
Yeah. What's your thoughts on this guy, Pete Davidson?
I mean, I've known him.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What's his sitch? Is it a huge cock? Is that real?
I think there's a good chance that Martha Stewart's had that candle inside her. That's what I think.
Probably.
Yeah.
He must have a big dick. How does Pete get that shit?
I don't know.
How does he consistently fuck such high-level pussy?
It's crazy, right?
I mean, he does have wizard eyes. Right, so there may be something supernatural.
Yeah, it's really fun hanging out with you.
Yeah. Or he just uses his dad dying 9/11 to get pussy. Maybe.
Maybe
I've been doing that for years, and my dad didn't even die in 9/11.
It's true. Yeah, it's true.
My grandfather planned it.
Yeah.
Did he really?
I mean, his people.
Yeah. Well, obviously. His
people. Yeah. Obviously. Or if you're a Jew playing on YouTube right now.
Yeah. Go get it right now. You missed the Kanye shit and the Kyrie shit by, what, an hour before this special came out?
Wow.
You're a real live
Jew.
What a weird
coincidence for me.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that? Because your special is going to explode because everybody's now being Jew.
It's a zeitgeist thing. It's Everyone's talking about it.
What are your thoughts on that bullshit?
I think most stuff that you hear about is always a mistelling of the actual story. They just create these narratives and they go, that's the fact, move on. And then you're like, but can you look at what happened? I don't know. Kanye's up. He seems like he's up to something. He's a smart guy. Mm. So he just seems like he's trying to make a point and he's either not doing it well, they're just not letting out the whole point. I don't know. But that a guy suddenly starts hating Jews is like, that seems weird.
Yeah, it's not something you usually catch later in life.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't really clip you.
So, like, that seems, anything that seems odd, it's like, I bet they'll leave. You ever talk to a chick at a bar, something like this, and she'd be like, that guy was a complete asshole. He just started yelling at me for no reason. And you're like, oh, what a dick. And then when you think about it, you're like, wait a minute. He's not homeless. He just started screaming at you for no reason. And then more stuff comes out later, and you're like, oh, you left all these details out.
Yeah.
To make this guy an asshole.
Yeah.
You left out that you fucking butted in front of him at the fucking bar and kept elbowing him to get like a drink. You left that out.
You left that out, and he bought four of your fat friend's drinks, and you asked for that as well.
Then you're like, can I get another one? He goes, no, I'm cutting you off. Like, fuck you. And he's like, get the fuck away from me.
Yeah.
And then you left all that out. So it's like, the media just leaves shit out.
I think that he's self-sabotaging to get out of these contracts so he can do everything himself.
Maybe.
Like he went into business with all these major corporations that won't let him do what he wants to do, and that siphon off a lot of the money that's made by his brand while he's watching his niece by marriage, Kylie Jenner, become a fucking billionaire selling makeup on the internet.
Oh, and he already predated his fucking contract, so he wants out?
Yes, and that's what my guess was.
That's what, like, Hanlon's razor, Occam's razor, that's what makes the most sense to me.
Yeah.
Because while he is completely mentally unhealthy, right? I think we can all agree on that.
I don't know if that's true.
I mean, he does a lot of weird bipolar shit. So maybe it's an act.
It seems like it's bipolar.
Then you have to have sympathy for him, right? All these people are like, fuck you. It's like, no. It's like if you have Tourette's and you get the N-word as your Tourette.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have sympathy for any cripples. Like all my friends that lost limbs in the military, I just fucking push them down on the ground.
He does. He does that all the time, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I got to take a break for an ice cold, hard AF seltzer.
There you go. There you go.
The label seems a little misprinted, but... Well, it goes down smooth.
We had some cans here that somebody fucked up, and they were like, hey, we'll just get rid of them.
Yeah. It's all the great taste of seltzer.
There it is.
But now harder.
Hard. It's 8%. So if you're getting on stage tonight, I'd watch out.
I've been drunk on stage before.
Shocking. Revelation. That's going to be the title of the episode.
It sure is.
Breaking Ari Shaffir drunk on stage.
Exactly.
It's not bad. All those clickbait things.
Yeah.
What about Kyrie, by the way?
He's another one that was like, he promoted a thing. And
but
it's
it was like flat earth shit, too.
Yeah, he's a flat earther, exactly. So you can't, he likes conspiracies. Yeah. And suddenly he can't do conspiracies. You can't just say, like, that's all fine. Like, what, but my thing now? I'm all like, say whatever you want, dude.
What's your favorite conspiracy?
When they said, when they said Kanye was like, he's saying death con on the Jews. And then his explanation was pretty decent. He goes, I'm not great at spelling. If he had doubled down, he goes, yeah, I meant it that way. He goes, I meant death con. But he's like, I meant I'm going to fire all my agents. But also, like, if he meant violence, he hasn't done it yet.
Yeah.
So, like, what are we talking about? And then they always go to, like, that's how the Holocaust started. No, it's not. That's not the big... Look up the Holocaust. Start with some tweets.
Kanye's not even that old.
No.
He wasn't around back then.
He's 45.
I don't
think
he was.
He wasn't
look at the math.
Do you think Hitler was rapping in those beer halls?
Maybe. Probably.
He was doing like dope beats, and they were like, man, this guy's crazy, but fucking this music is the shit.
Yeah, no, it's this Highland.
And then all of a sudden, you're in the middle of a fucking world war, and people are getting trained the fuck out of town.
I didn't mean for it to go this far.
Fuck, man. That's the siren's call, man. It's Kanye West music.
And he got out. Hitler got out. He went to Brazil, lived a decent life.
Yeah. He used the rap game for a while, then he moved on.
Yeah.
I think he's more into the synth
techno. That's a weird one. They never found his body.
No, they never found his body.
But they did retire the name.
Osama bin Laden.
They did retire the name. So we have some friends named Epstein, whatever the fuck.
And sure.
It's always a joke, right?
Yeah.
Or Weinstein's the same.
Yep.
Always a joke. Weinstein is actually how it's
pronounced. They'll change it. If they don't like the way it sounds, so like the creator of Mad Men, Matthew Weiner, and when he's like, Weiner. No, it's Weiner. And I'm just like, no, the fuck it isn't.
It's Weiner, bro.
It's Weiner, bro.
Just own it.
Also, it's like, that's not that much better. Just change your name.
Yeah.
Change your name to Black.
It's fucking, it's Hollywood, dude.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Nobody's change using their real name.
Yeah, Smith.
But you don't run into Dave Hitler, right? They retired that fucking
Hitler's
name.
Done.
Yeah, you don't have it anymore.
And you couldn't even bring it back. Like, no. There's no way to.
You have a chance with Adolf. In those
Young
regions.
Dolph, we've had this conversation. Young Dolph, the rapper, technically, I assume his name is Adolf, right?
Maybe. Dolph, so that's the closest. Dolph, or Dolph Lundgren.
Adolph Lundgren.
He could have been. I think he was German. I think Dolph was.
Sounds like.
Yeah.
No, he's Swedish, man.
Is he really?
But his name is Hans, not Dolph in the first place.
Oh, Hans was taken. Zimmer, dude.
And he went to Dolph.
Yeah, I gotta go to Dolph.
I'm not sure Dolph is the one I would have gone with.
Dolph. Young Dolph, a.k.a. Adolf Robert Thornton.
So that's his real name is Adolf.
Adolf, no shit.
Who is that? Young Dolph?
Yeah.
And he's a young BIPOC man?
Was.
He was. He's dead.
Yeah, he got shot for some cookies.
Sure did.
What kind of cookies? They weren't like oatmeal or some shit, were they?
They were shitty cookies.
Shot over cookies?
Like if he got shot over some fucking cookies with raisins in them,
that's hard living.
You go to hell for that, I think.
Homeboy just died, yesterday?
Who?
From Migos.
Takeoff.
Yeah, Takeoff died.
Yeah, why?
Dice game. They've been dropping the footage on TMZ.
He got shot in the head.
Yeah, he got shot right in the head.
What's he playing dice for?
I know.
I don't know. He's only worth like $8 million.
At a Houston bowling alley. And
2:30 in the morning.
2:30 in the morning.
Houston goes for it. Represent Houston.
Yeah.
And dude, you guys never stop living. You're shooting up millionaires at a fucking bowling alley dice game. So many things coming together. Everybody visit Houston.
Yeah.
Shout out Houston Board of Report of tourism.
We need to start making commercials for all these cities.
Yeah, right.
Like, I think so.
Come to South Chicago, and you just hear gunfire and police sirens in the background.
Get the real Chicago everywhere. Yeah.
I think we should start doing that to famous podcasters, though. I think that would help the game. What? Is if we start killing each other.
Oh, that's not
and
bad.
Then have a kind of a East Coast West Coast Central Austin Coast. Beef. Yeah, yeah.
We were talking about a tontine earlier, but this is probably a better idea to drum up.
What's a tontine?
It's a bunch of dudes or a bunch of people put money into an interest-bearing account, right?
Yep.
And then the last person alive gets all of it, and it typically devolves.
People start killing each other.
Yeah, people start clipping each other. But
you ever do that with water guns?
Oh yeah,
everybody gets a name.
Yeah, everybody gets a fucking name, and then
boom, we've got Nerf guns. Dead.
You got some back there too, if you want them.
And I've got a real one.
Fire away. And I love your commitment to the Phillies jersey here. I mean, you're starting to button it like it's a 5-game series now.
Yeah, you're like 5 minutes away from committing an act of domestic violence.
Yeah,
or throwing left. A battery at somebody in the stands out here.
Yeah, 4 games left.
4 games left. That's
Phillies
it.
Win two. There, it's over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're good to go.
They got two at home, two on the road. You just gotta get two.
You're good to go. One thing I always wanted to ask you about was you got canceled after the Kobe thing. It seems
nobody
like
gets canceled. You just get a bunch of death threats from fucking losers.
Yeah, how bad was it?
I don't know. It's the same shit. It's people just not wanting you to be free. People jealous that you're fucking living your life.
What was the worst one you got? Because I'm sure some celebrities reached out to you and they were like, hey, dude.
Yeah, a couple. Let's see. What? Some guy from the Lakers was like, better stop running your mouth. That was the only one I was like, all right, you knew that guy. That's fair. Everybody else was just a fucking dork. Just a fucking loser.
I mean, it's fine if somebody's mad for a legit reason, they just got to be mad and you got to deal with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you just got to eat that. But if people are being bitches about it.
They're just being fucking bitches. Yeah. It's so funny. I like fucking going dork hunting. And this is one of the greatest ways to do it is you wait till a celebrity dies. And you just don't give them the respect these people. They're like, I can't believe it. Oh, no, but Tom Petty's dead. And you're like, what? You didn't even cry over your friends when they die. And why are you doing this publicly? Yeah. Why aren't you just telling your friends? Like, shit.
My favorite is the posting the picture with the guy.
With the guy to make it all about
and
yourself.
It's just like, hey, man, I don't know if you guys know this, but I actually met him once, so this is a really tough.
Exactly. Yeah. You're trying to make it all about you. So I just like to point that shit out.
Yeah.
And then it's funny to like make fun of it, but then also you get this thing where people get super upset, and that makes it even more fun. Who's the guy that Kenny Rogers, when he died? I was like, I called him racist because he wouldn't have fried chicken, only roasted chicken. And all these fucking middle-aged people, way fewer death threats than Laker fans, but they would come out of the woodwork just going like, you're nothing. This is why you'll never have a special. You're not funny. It's just like, you see all these people laughing, and then the dorks come out. And then you're like, I've had 3 specials.
K. Rogers. Dude, K. Rogers was one of the greatest, you know?
What's K. Rogers?
It's Kenny Rogers, bro.
Oh, when he died. Yeah.
I mean, that was a tough one for me. What
really?
I do is I go through Instagram and I favorite pictures with celebrities that I think will die. So that way it's already preloaded.
Then I'll
post it of like, hey, so-and-so meant a lot to me. And the 1 15-second time that I met him and post it. Mm. And people will get a good chuckle out of it.
He kept getting arrested for trying to get a selfie with the queen. You can't just walk up to her.
Can't do it.
No.
Can't do it anymore.
Yeah, well, she's dead.
I missed my opportunity.
I had this for like 2 years. So I was going to post a fake, disrespectful death tweet about the Queen, just like as like an April 4th, like fool's joke. But in like May or June, I just get around to it, and then
the time is up.
Too late now.
Would have been totally believable.
Time's up for
like 10 years. I believe she died well before she died, but I think it was because she died of COVID. And they said that was a commoner's disease.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't let her have that. They wouldn't let that be the story. Just like any fucking Down syndrome person in the royal family, because they have a lot from inbreeding. Mm. They're like, push them away. So every picture she had since then is a wax statue of her. And they just fucking mix up. It's the same pose.
I heard it was fentanyl.
Yeah. That's what we
heard. She was doing coke, and then boom, it's getting everybody.
They've been having raves at 10 Downing for years now. Damn. Under 10 Damn. Downing. Yeah.
Drinking that baby blood.
Oh, got yeah. to, bro. You got to. I didn't know about the Down syndrome thing. How many of those fuckers have Down syndrome?
They're all inbred. They never have anyone. They,
pop,
the closest
pop up
they
a
have
picture of some of these
kids. These are Queen Elizabeth's cousins that they totally hid from the public.
No way.
And they died in like they died in insane asylums.
How old are these people? Because I'm about to say something.
Shut up.
I'm going to say some rough things.
They're dead.
No, okay. But I mean, are they?
These are kids. Like,
I don't care if they're alive or dead. Fuck them.
Yeah. Who'd you rather fuck? Left
That's
or
exactly
right?
what I was thinking.
Left. For sure. Although that right, you know, brings it.
And she
that chick on the right will go for it.
She's the one. If you're looking for anal, it's probably on the right.
Oh yeah, she start with anal.
Yeah,
panel there. That's no lube, no nothing. You go in, you go hard.
Yeah.
No, you think you're gonna give it, but you're getting it.
You're getting it.
That's true. You think she's strapping on?
Yeah, you're strapping in.
Oh boy.
And with the Down syndrome, dude, her strength, she would fuck your ass to pieces.
Oh, yeah, big time. Hey, can you show us some more retards, please?
She wouldn't know limit. Yeah,
royal retards.
Pop up the royal retards. We should just call
this
show.
Yeah, they don't take credit for any of them. They need to be this pure race, even though they just didn't know about inbreeding. But all they did was fucking marry each other off to each other.
They knew by then, by the middle
of They're like, I don't know why this keeps happening to us.
The middle of the 20th century.
All we've done is colonize the world and fuck our cousins. What's going on? It's karma and reality.
With the Prince Andrew, let me ask you this. Flex game, fucking those girls with a puppet of himself.
He fucked a girl. He fucked girls with the puppet of himself.
Of himself, yeah.
Virginia Guffrey, so it's his face. Whatever the fuck her name was.
This is just an older version of her, of one of them.
Who?
I think the one on the left.
She looks like somebody out of a fucking horror movie.
But they both basically died like in shitty nursing homes.
Yeah, they shove them off. They like the royal family can't have this. So the queen had COVID, died of it, and they go, we can't. That's a commoner's disease.
Yeah.
No How do you way. Know it wasn't like AIDS or something?
Could have been AIDS.
Could have been. But hey.
Wealthy people don't typically die of AIDS even at an older age.
No.
Yeah. Not
if you're rich, you can beat all this shit. And let's be honest,
Adrenochromes,
dude.
Get it.
If we could ship all these people off, if you gave 99% of Hollywood and Beverly Hills the option of like, hey, you're going to have a child who's got Down syndrome.
Okay.
But for $80,000, we'll allow you just to ship it off to this island. You never have to think about it again the rest of your life. Yeah. Don't you think they would all do it, including Angelina Jolie?
Yeah.
I think we should just pair them up, like George and Lenny from Of Mice and Men.
And give them a mouse send them off?
No. Just like one worker and one retarded person.
Okay.
And just send them out into the
country. World. Let them
do tasks.
And just, right.
And when they meet another pair like that, it's fighting time.
Yeah, it's to the death, too. Yeah.
Oh, it's got to be to the death. You're not coming back from a fight against another,
Down syndrome. Yeah.
But regular. The interesting thing is, if worker A and Down syndrome A, and then there's B, right? If worker A wins and Down syndrome B wins, now they're matched up, right? So,
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's I know you just killed my best friend in the world, but we got to get.
I'm your familiar now.
Yeah.
Now we're fucking talking, dude. If we put this shit on pay per view, man, that would be a death match.
Dude, Down syndrome fights would make you so much more money than you've ever made.
Ever in our entire life.
Yeah, and you have the studio space for it.
We got space for it.
We do.
By the way, I mean, we're in a remote location. You got good human hunting space out here.
Oh, yeah. Sure do.
I like to murder.
And that's for the big guy. Yeah. He's murdered hundreds, so. Yeah. Isn't that nice?
It's blood.
There it is. You smell that?
No.
You smell that?
Blood on your head.
That's a 13-year-old Iraqi right there.
There's no way to know how old they are until you cut them in half and count the rings. So.
You got
to
count it up. But if we were doing underground fights with Down syndrome out here, I think we'd be multimillionaires. It'd be like Girls Gone Wild in the initial stage where, remember Joe Francis was just
be like,
fucking breaking
cash? Is the
cash?
Wild about them and their Down syndrome? You're like, no, but that'll work on the second level.
Yeah. Syndrome Thunderdome is the name of the fucking show.
Oh, right? Shit, dude.
And it's just like, full-on gladiatorial
the
bullshit.
Drum dome, dude, and it's now we're fucking talking, man. And I'm in.
The Trisomy Thunderdome.
Son of a bitch. That would be great.
I mean, we're just talking. None of us actually believe that this should be. But, man, if we could get it done. We're just throwing out ideas. We're brainstorming.
Hang on.
I mean, I've paid money to watch bums fight before.
Yeah.
And I think you guys probably have as well.
Bum fights was great.
If you haven't paid literal money, you paid with your time and attention.
I legally streamed it.
I had a fucking dinner meeting in Nashville where they had a fight club in the basement.
No.
Yes. And this was recently. This was, I don't know, 3 months ago, 4 months ago.
And Fight on the Spectrum is another one that just came out of the
Fight on the Spectrum is great one. From the audience.
Yep.
Spectrum TV.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Life Goes On plays afterwards, just over and over again with Corky. But there was a fight club in the basement, and there was a guy that runs out to the street to greet you. And he's like, sir, do you have a reservation here? Whatever. So the restaurant was in the middle. That's a normal restaurant. And then up top was like a members club. And then in the basement was a fight club. And then they have these fucking fights with like some of Nashville's wealthiest. It wasn't people with Down syndrome, but like wealthy dudes.
That's bigotry, really.
Who just wanted to do it.
Like they just want to fight. Let them fight.
Well, I think the reason for the wealth is the lawsuits, right? If somebody knocks your fucking teeth in, you don't want them to be able to sue it. If you said, oh, that was a dirty move or whatever.
No, you got
to
sign out like anything goes.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. And I think that's what it is.
Did you ever see that when the bum fights guy went on Dr. Phil?
What did he say? Phil was not for it.
Look it up, Bob. He actually
shaved.
You'll see.
What?
You'll see.
Oh, it's the greatest of all time.
I don't even want to tell you.
And he doesn't. I don't want to tell you because it's so good that like, my God, there it is.
So he showed up. He showed up dressed like Dr. Phil.
Oh, shaved his fucking head.
Well played.
And if you watch the footage, the look of shock on Dr. Phil's face when he comes out was just like, what in the hell?
Oh my God. Just to keep him off balance.
Yeah. Yeah, and the whole episode was wild like that. That's the guy who created bum fights, and he's super rich as well.
National hero.
It's like I paid him. I gave him all pieces of meat.
Yeah,
yeah, they're fine.
Yeah,
I mean, look at the Liver King, right?
Yeah, like they weren't fighting already.
Exactly, they were going to do it regardless of if we were paying them. You might as well make 80 and be fine with it. Why the special on YouTube, by the way? Because a lot of people that come on the show are doing YouTube. Is it just the audience and to get it out there to the most amount of people?
Yeah, I paid a bunch of money, half my fucking money I have, and I wanted people to see it. That's the best way to get people to see it. Platforms are not, you can't get people to see it as much. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't worry about them. More like, this is an awesome platform.
Mm. Yeah. Will YouTube demonetize your special, though?
Not concerned with that.
Okay.
But no, they won't. They're actually really good. Probably better, actually, legitimately, not probably, better than any other platform with understanding that stand-up comedy is its own thing. So anytime something gets flagged as like hate speech, if they see like, oh, no, that's on stage, they unflag it and let it go on.
No shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're like, they get what it is. They get what stand-up comedy is. It's crazy that that Comedy Central and Netflix and HBO don't get what that is.
Yeah.
That someone is using tongue-in-cheek, using like... You know,
we don't actually want retard people to fight to the death. It's just something fucking stupid to say.
Ari, you got a huge fucking podcast too. Do you know we got some sponsors that put this fucking show on the air? I don't know if they will after this episode, but whatevs, bro. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. 30% off. 30% off that mattress and 2 free luxury pillows. Man, that's not dialed in yet. It's not recording quality. And it wasn't ready for this world, so I apologize, Ghostbed. But damn it, that's one of the best deals you can get on the planet. Love their fucking luxury pillows. Some of the best in the biz. You're getting 2 of them for free when you get a mattress right now. And if you type in the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout, you get 30% off of everything in the entire store. So if you want the mattress, the sheets, the adjustable base, the fucking comforter, dude, this little, what are we calling this? It's just the bed cover there or the weighted blanket, 30% off everything. Fill it all the way up, dude. And type in the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout to get 30% off. You get 40% off, you get that bundle package, dog. It's the adjustable base and the mattress combined together for one amazing evening of fucking with your lady on a bed. Gotta get it. Once you have it, you'll never go back. They've also got a split king option, so if your lady goes to sleep before you or after you or vice versa, or your dude, who cares? No judgment here. two separate remotes to lift that thing up and down. It's great. Vibration head to toe, that is also separate. Huge fan of these guys. When you check out, go to the bottom of the screen. You're going to see a 60-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credits. Click that box, and that is applicable with all the deals that I just mentioned. You can walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about $25 a month. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, support for Drinking Bros is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's performance package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 5 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code DRINKINBROS at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, it's about 10 million balls, I think. Yeah, that's right. That's right. The Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. Game changer. They got the Lawnmower 4.0, the trimmer, the Weed Whacker for your ear and near nose hair, and that's great. The Crop Preserver for your ball deodorant, Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold all your goodies. Look, I have these boxers, and I'm a huge fan of them. I've already got I've got the pube trimmer, which is great, and I've got the ear and nose one, and then the bag just came. That's my dop kit when I travel, and I love the boxers, and all of you guys are getting this all together right now when you order that performance package, dude. It's fucking great. They're also going to throw in two free gifts into their performance package 4.0, the boxers and the shed travel bag. You're getting those for free. Okay. Bring your comfort and boxers to another level. It's time to take care of yourself. So go to manscaped.com and get 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code Drinking Bros. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Drinking Bros at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code Drinking Bros at checkout. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Last but not least, we get hardafseltzer.com. We are live in Florida. If you are a bar, restaurant, convenience store, or maybe you just sell booze out of the back of your lawnmower shed, call Sunshine Distribution. That is our distributor down there. They cover the entire state. I've had a couple questions about it, of like, hey, do they do the whole state? They do the whole state. Call Sunshine Distribution. Tell them you want Hard AF in your bar, restaurants, or your shed. Wherever you want it, they'll bring it to you and do it. Or a lot of you guys have asked, like, hey, dude, how do I get it at my favorite local liquor store or whatever? Tell the owner you want it in the store. Tell them it's Sunshine Distribution. And tell them to make an order of Hard AF Seltzer, and they'll drop it off there. Tennessee, a lot of people did that, and they wanted it close to their house. And they went in there and said, hey, can you get this? Yes, they'll get this. Boom, you're good to go. Best Brands is our company in Tennessee. Sunshine Distribution is our company down there. We are live down in Florida. Tactical in Orlando, our favorite brewers down there, they'll have it as well. Veteran owned down there in Orlando, Doug and Chris, tell them we say hello from the Drinking Bros. They'll have it this week in store. So hop on down there and have some Hard AF seltzers with those guys. For the rest of us, including us in Texas, we will be back online on Friday. And you can order online at hardafseltzer.com, or you can go to the store locator on hardafseltzer.com and go to one of our 100 stores in Tennessee. Just click in your zip code or the city that you're currently in, and it'll take you right there. Google Maps will take you right there to the closest location. Go to hardafseltzer.com. Get some of those 8% straight to the dome. No carbs, no sugars, but all the fucking fun. And if you care about gluten, It's not in there. So who gives a shit?
This is borderline.
Well, if it happens,
I'm not going to not watch if it's going down.
Right. Yeah.
But I also didn't stop watching when I walked in. My parents were fucking either, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's happening.
He went to the completion. The bar's real.
Yeah, it's happening. So I'm going to watch.
Yeah, so they just get it. They understand that, like, when you say, like, I want to see school shootings, you don't mean that. And when it's on stage, and so it's great. So you don't have to deal with any fucking, you don't have to deal with all them. Like, if you say something on a podcast like this, some of these other platforms are like, hey, we can't be behind you anymore. And they'll like take your thing down. It's too much of a risk. YouTube is the best place to put shit up. It has been for a while.
I wonder why they haven't. I mean, maybe it's difficult to tell the difference between a guy sitting at a desk like this actually
barking about white nationalism. It's just idiots and people from Miami not understanding. You know,
well, it's like suburban white women are offended by everything and on other people's behalf.
My friend said this about it's Miami. I went and played there with Big J Okerson. You should have him on. He's hilarious. But he, we just did a show together, and these girls afterwards, he was hitting on them, and they were like, "We liked you, but that other guy was an asshole. He said he was happy when schools got shot up." And he goes, "No, I don't think he meant that." He goes, "Literally, that's exactly what he said, word for word." And he goes, "No, but he didn't mean it. Like he said it." And he goes, "You know what? Yeah, fuck him. Anyway, what are we doing tonight?"
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he was like, "I'm not gonna convince these fucking literal idiots."
Yeah, he'll defend you up to a point.
Yeah, go get laid, dude.
But
absolutely.
Not.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I would throw you on the bus for sure.
Sure.
If you can get laid, throw anybody under the bus.
Yeah,
we're not
you're
talking
going.
About the public. Just
yeah.
Get,
leave
you
your
know,
child
get
in a hot car with the windows
100%,
up.
100%. You're baby 100%. Jessica. You're in a fucking well. Yeah.
Your baby's going. Holding you back.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But well, YouTube isn't that really what, gets it.
Isn't
it's
that
really
what,
pretty awesome.
Isn't that what Stacey Abrams said? The babies are holding you back?
If you don't abort the baby, it's causing inflation. So
no, she just said that aborting babies helps reduce inflation.
Sure does.
Who's Stacey Abrams? She on the show?
Yeah, she's running for Georgia governor. She's not going to win. But,
she looks exactly like Lizzo, but shorter hair.
Dude, Lizzo's the best.
You love
her. Seen
fan?
Her in concert?
Oh,
she brings it.
We tried to convince him. He is unconvinced by
you
this.
You saw her live?
No. No, he refuses because he hates how fat she is. Mm-hmm. And I was like, the way she can fucking move around a stage.
It's not, I don't
it
just
hold her back
nuts.
At all. She's more active than anyone except, I would say, Iron Maiden.
This is exactly what we told him.
Iron Maiden, that guy really brings it. He runs and runs and runs. Yeah. Lizzo's about the same. It doesn't hold her back at all. She had so much positivity and fucking joy. I've seen her twice, Glastonbury and maybe Bonnaroo. Maybe I've seen her three times. It's just like you go into her going, I don't know, I don't care. And then you're like, this lady's fucking great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild, right?
Yeah.
Jerome! You'll never sell him on Lizzo, dude.
No, the music is fine. I just, she's disgusting as a human being.
You think she's too big? You want less so?
No. Yeah, that'd be great.
Queen, no disrespect.
Quite a bit less so.
She's such a good performer.
Yeah,
she plays
is.
Rock flute.
She's good, yeah.
She's, damn, and she fucking brings it. Anybody who fucking brings it, I'm down with.
Same. And that, like, Dan refuses. I think if we took you and you saw how active she is, it's crazy.
It's not about her act or even her weight. It's the fact that she's a cunt. That's what irritates me.
What do you mean? Not on stage.
No, not on stage.
It's just offstage
fair enough.
Shit. That's with Kanye. That's with anybody.
Yes.
Just do get them for what they're doing. Why are you looking into what they are? Every actor in the world is an awful human, a vapid piece of shit. Every actor you like is the worst person on earth. Don't idolize them. Don't get to know them. They're all pieces of shit. Even if they were cool once, as soon as they become famous, they become dirtbag pieces of shit. We should all be murdered. Don't get to know them. Just watch their work. Ugh. Ugh.
But that's the fucking problem now, right? You can't not do it.
We know too much.
We
need to get
much.
Rid
we
of social
media. We should never
get
to know them.
Yeah, we should
I love COVID for exposing all these fucking trash cunts for who they were.
Mm. Oh, God. Oh, like, we talk about it all the time,
Like sitting in their home in black
sitting
and white.
Sitting in their multi-million-dollar home telling you how you should live your life. Just play tennis on your own tennis court. You fucking cunt!
It was pretty rough.
Imagine all the people. Remember that bullshit?
God,
they saved
dude.
The world, you guys. They saved the world through that song. And they they legitimately believed they were going to be helping everybody.
Yeah. And if you look back on it.
That's my business. Nah, but hear a fucking Wonder Woman singing.
Exactly. Have you seen her in anything else? My wife just said
I met
that
her once.
You did? Gal Gadot?
Yeah. I did a movie that I fucking hate that I did. I finally booked a movie a long time ago, and I was like, okay, it'll be cool. But I read the script. I'm like, this seems bad. But then I'm like, no, Galifianakis is in it, and the guy from Mad Men. I'm like, maybe it'll be good. Maybe I just don't understand. And then it was bad.
What was the name of it?
I don't even want to tell. I'm embarrassed to have done it.
Well, too late. Bob, find out the movie it is, because I got to know
John
the
Hamm?
Answer now.
Which, yeah, John Hamm.
John Hamm.
John Hamm, Gal yeah. Gadot.
Tag, was it?
What?
Tag?
No, not Tag.
Okay.
But I met her on the set of this fucking shitbox movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Keeping Up with the Joneses.
I don't know what that is. But I tried to connect. She's so unbelievably beautiful that I was like,
hard to look at. Right?
Hard to look yeah. at. Exactly. It's too much. And I was like, my dad's Israeli, and she's like, okay. Yeah. And walked. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, you blew it. You fucking blew it, dude.
Should have built her a cake or something. Like
you sure
should've. Pedro said.
Yeah. Hottest women you've ever seen in real life.
That one.
Okay. And who else?
I saw a model in New York when I was like in college, just walking down the street, mm-hmm. and it was like. It just like stops you in your tracks. Lizzo. let me think, who else?
Forrest Whitaker is probably on that list.
Yeah, it lives with you, dude. Yeah. When you see him, you're like, oh, that lives with me.
I mean, look, man, Galifianakis, Patton Oswalt, and Matt Walsh are all in this. Like, whatever.
Oh, Matt Walsh in it too?
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, you got to do that movie.
It's a great.
I can't turn it down.
It was like, I didn't trust my instincts. I read it. I'm like, maybe they riff on these things. And actually, the guy who made it did, I think, Superbad. And I talked to him
Greg
later.
Mattola?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And he was okay. like, fuck Hollywood. Fuck all these people. They don't let you actually make a good movie. And he said at the time, he was like, I'm done making fucking Hollywood movies. And I was like, really? Because fuck them. I had to go to Galifianakis to report to the fucking bosses to get something done because the producers are blocking me from actually making. I had to tell on people. And I'm like, yeah, that. I was like, the guy made Superbad. So maybe this will be good. Maybe I just don't understand how movies are made. But. Trust your instincts.
No, they're all shit now because you got to go through 80 different people. Everybody's worried about getting fired. If it's not, if it's an original movie like this.
And you're dealing with human garbage.
Yes.
Yeah. They all think they're so fucking special. Literally, every actor in the world should be murdered. They suck. And everyone's like, well, this one's cool. It's like, no, that means you suck too.
Yeah. I've got a brand called All Politicians Are Cunts, but I think maybe we move that on over to
actors. To actors as well.
Yeah. We fucking revere them. They're just dirtbags. This is what you see on Twitter when everybody gets mad about things. You're just trying to act. You know everyone's watching you.
Yeah.
Nobody says any of these things in real life.
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense that I would value someone's opinion who's particularly good at one thing that has nothing to do with the opinion they have.
Right. You know that's why I mean? You listen to Kanye about Jews. That's
the only place I go for
make
Jews.
Make bangers.
Yeah. We've said that a million times. Yeah.
The real problem with Kanye was Donda was not that good.
You mean his mom or this other
the fucking
album?
The whole album. It was just okay, dude. And that, listen, I'm sure you set that to your mom's dead heartbeat. Questionable. How did you get that? She went in for fucking surgery for her face. How did you know she was going to die? You recorded her heartbeat? Questionable.
Yeah.
But even if it was, it's not a banger.
No, I say half an album I enjoyed. The other half was a little slow for me.
It was okay. No one goes back to it. You go back to the other albums over and over again.
Yeah.
You don't go back to that
That's
one.
That's a good point.
Yeah, there was a couple songs that I liked. Yeah, like
you play
Jail
it a lot?
Too.
I'll tell you what was a great song.
It's on my list.
Can you play songs on this?
What's that? Yeah.
Play Black Skinhead by Kanye West.
Oh, it's a
great
song.
Just drop the first 5 seconds.
It's a great song. My buddy uses for the trailer Wolf of Wall Street. This is the Wolf of Wall Street movie. Yep. This was the trailer, and he got a hold of it beforehand, and then
God
boom.
Damn, it fucking slaps.
Wing, ding, 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 ding,
yeah.
Ding.
But,
there it is.
No, those dogs are Jews, actually.
Yeah, they are.
Those are Jews.
They didn't get royalties for this.
He's not mad at the fucking Jews. Blacks don't tip either. What is this?
This is the official
the
music video.
Have you seen this video?
Play the Spotify song.
Yeah.
That's great.
I know.
Dude, keep making that shit. Put fucking Jews of the Problem in there, and I'll get behind it, and I'll dance to it.
Yeah.
Stay off Twitter, Kanye. Everyone stay off Twitter.
I mean, imagine it's so I think it was a probably a good thing that Trump didn't have Twitter for a while, and he's probably going to get it back now, right?
Probably better for his mental health.
So a lot of people that thought he was going to win in 2024, I don't know if he has Twitter if that's the case. to be honest.
If he has Twitter, yeah.
Because he can't control himself.
Well, the harder part about social media now is you need it to make it.
Oh, like he'll lose if he has Twitter.
Yeah.
He represents something. It's almost like, let it lay.
Yeah. Right.
Don't do anything.
But the hard part about it is how do you make it without social media now? And then afterwards.
Well, it's about name ID, though. Like in exit polling, you'll see the people vote primarily about the economy. It's 70-80% on the economy. Mm-hmm. And then you'll see one-off wedge issues to about 2-5% each.
Okay.
Give or take, like abortion, shit like that.
Sure.
Love abortion.
Yeah,
you do.
Big fan.
God, it saved me so many times.
Yeah.
How many? What do you think? What's your over-under? 8?
No, I'm 2 on the record.
Two confirmed kills.
Two confirmed kills.
Two stateside.
I do think it's murder, but you know how it is.
Both of you guys, dude. The body count on that side
of
the table.
I'm a freedom fighter. I fight for my freedom.
Yeah, how do you know babies aren't terrorists?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what it says in the Bible, in the Old Testament. It says that when someone is coming to kill you, you're allowed to defend yourself. You have to defend yourself. Mm-hmm. You can kill them back. You can defend someone else, too. If someone's going to kill you, it can kill that person beforehand. It also applies to you if someone's coming to steal from you. You can defend your money or your goods or your house to the point of killing them back. And a child costs hundreds of thousands of dollars to raise.
Yeah.
So you can kill them.
But did you look at the patricide
is not uncommon either.
Yeah, right? Did you look at the girl though first? Like, was she crazy and you're like, I might have gone through with this if she wasn't so fucked up?
Good point. I actually looked at the ultrasound and saw there was an ugly baby. Mm. And I didn't want that, you know?
Is there anything you can do with the nose?
Yeah.
Sorry,
like,
doc.
16, but
get rid of that one.
Yeah.
Can we get a plastic surgeon in there now? Yeah. And then I can make another decision in maybe 6 weeks.
Dude, with the funnest, I'm remembering this now, when I can, she like wrestled with it the first time, like really wrestled with it. Her roommate was on my side, but I was like, well, come to a decision, you know? I get it. I'll be there for. I say get rid of it, but like whatever you got to do, because I'm so fucking scared. Her roommate was bulimic, so she was like, she knows all about purging, so it was like she was definitely on my side. But like when she finally was like, okay, I'm gonna get rid of it, I was like, let's have some drinks and cigarettes. let's make sure. Let's not be able to second guess this tomorrow.
Oh, I see. You don't want to like have an abortion survivor on your hands.
Right. Correct. Exactly. You really want to go the distance. And then if she said no, you would have been in like, hey, we're going to have this fucker.
I mean, I probably would have moved to Cambodia.
Yeah. Or just get real clumsy real fast. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, whoop, down the whoop, stairs.
Whoop. Yeah. Let's go to that. Yeah. Let's go to that place in San Francisco.
And, yeah. Lombard Street.
Yeah, Lombard Street.
Yeah, just let it roll down the hill for half an hour. Yeah.
I got his two bird scooters for Lombard Street.
Yeah.
Go all the way to the top.
You guys are disgusting, actually. The more I think about it, I'm not a fan of this podcast at all.
You shouldn't be.
You guys go too far.
You're
going to
get canceled being here. You know that, right?
Yeah. Also in Texas, decked out in Phillies gear, but I don't think most people even here like the Astros.
Oh, good point. Fuck the Astros. Fuck Altuve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's the only one that still won't admit it. He goes, they never found anything. Everyone else is like, yeah, we shouldn't have done that. And he goes, they never found anything.
Well, he's still doing the A-Rod thing where he wants to be a good guy and kind of look like have the appearance of it.
And he's got to say, I shouldn't have done it. I was wrong.
Yeah. Right. You got to keep your reputation, though, because he's like a Keebler elf on the weekends.
Sure
you
know is. What I mean? He'll steal your cookies right out of your fucking
He might
cabinet.
Be the guy that stole those cookies they were talking about.
Maybe. Yeah. Out of young Dolph, dude. He'd probably still be alive today.
Yeah. You think it was Keebler elves?
Probably.
It probably was Keebler.
Man, yeah, I really... you know what? I'm probably going to go take some mushrooms when we leave here.
You should. By the way, even with the last night's shooting, the official statement from the manager was just like, oh, he caught a stray bullet. It was like, no, the fuck he did not.
Yeah, you don't catch a stray bullet into your face with powder burns around it.
Yep.
That means it happened within 2 feet.
Oh,
bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I was in the back of the head. So did you see the footage?
No, let me...
Oh, shit. We can pop it up on here. Let's pop that up on TMZ.
The problem is it's hard to joke about stuff when you see it too much, because then it's like you let it in.
Are you one of those people who likes true crime?
I'll fucking joke about it all day. And then when you see those people going, help me, you're like, ugh. Dude, joke about
is that because you get hard or what? What's the problem?
Yeah, Dan gets hard.
Blood rushes out of my brain.
He gets a fucking murder boner.
Murder boner.
Oh, yeah, dude. Where it's just...
I don't know if there's any good shots where you see homeboy's face.
Lying on the ground with all the blood?
Yeah, but that's
I wish
just
these
like,
people. I know you're filming for Instagram.
Yeah, there
film
is
this shit for YouTube.
He's dead in the background right there. That's another one, Bob. This is the guy who actually shot him. So this was close proximity.
There we go.
So you got the gun in the guy's hand there. Oh, they got his fucking face now. Let's see that, Bob. I haven't seen
murder
that.
Murder
Yeah, that's the murderer.
I think this guy in the back. Okay, so here's his profile view.
Oh, shit. He looks like a fucking murderer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Quavo.
Okay, that's the one. That's the graphic. Yeah, there we go. Pop that up there.
God, learn to fucking film correctly.
No. She couldn't figure out if I go vertical or...
What is this fucking Blair Witch bullshit?
Oh, my God, upside down. What are you even filming for?
There's so much blood.
They're trying to film without letting people know they're filming. That's what this is.
Big ups to the George Floyd filmer. They really got it fucking set.
They did it good.
Yeah,
that guy should do a masterclass.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
How to film police brutality.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't moving a lot, and there was no straight bullets at the time, so she really could get a long shot. It's a long shot.
Yeah.
Not up and down. She's not like filming herself. Like, I'm here watching this, and then like back to it.
The other guy was. There was other cell phone footage where the guy, right? I mean, 2 seconds after he got killed, walks by the body, and he looks back at the dead body on the ground, and he goes, "Man, y'all better not blame me for this shit." And then just kept walking like it was another day. Amigos, like it was another day at the JOB for that guy. Yeah. And I mean, he looked almost right into this woman's camera, and he's like, "Man, y'all know you better not blame me for this shit." Yeah, and
that happened
just kept
before.
Going.
Have you been blamed for murders before?
I think so. So the takeaway was: so after the manager said it was a stray bullet, the guess is that this gang or whatever in Houston. I guess if you go there, you have to ask for their protection from this fucking dude, which to me just says don't go to fucking Houston
or go to Houston, find that dude and shoot him in his fucking face, which sounds like a really fun idea to me.
Right.
And Bushwick Bill needs to get in there and fucking settle shit in this town.
Well, he's dead. Yeah.
Wait, who?
Bushwick Bill.
Who the fuck is Bushwick Bill?
Don't let a motherfucker underestimate your size.
Bushwick Bill is a
Ghetto Boys.
Very short member of the Ghetto Boys.
Mm. He's a midget. He was the midget in the Ghetto Boys.
Wait, did Ghetto Boys have a Z in it?
It did not. No, it did not.
I don't know who
the Ghetto is not spelled correctly.
Ghetto Boys?
I don't know who this is.
I sit alone in my four-corner room staring at candles.
He's not just saying random stuff. That's one of the lyrics.
That's one of the lyrics. Oh, that shit is on? I could sing the whole song. My mind's playing tricks on me?
You know that one. You know that one.
Yeah. Bushwick Bill slapped the ass like a goddamn car crash. Pop up a picture of Bushwick Bill for Dan. You'll
this sounds
love
like early 90s rap.
It is. Yeah. And he was a midget who was missing an eye. And Dan will
so
he will love him.
He had a lot of stuff going on. A
lot you can, of stuff going
for,
on.
To be like,
he
I,
had a
I'm,
traumatic past.
I'm fine being friends with people that got weird shit going on, but it can only be one weird thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Like missing one leg, or you're retarded, or you have one eye, but you can't have all. Yeah, Jewish. You can't be like two things.
Yeah. Look at that.
That's just too much.
Look at that, Dan. So that was him.
He could rap.
And then when did he lose his eye? Was it afterwards?
I mean, it doesn't look like it's doing great right now.
Is this guy dead or what?
Yeah, he's dead now.
He died recently.
Yeah, he died recently.
What happened?
And then more people were like, "Let me research who he is, and then I'll say how sad I am."
He died in a dunk contest. He was going from the free throw line.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Got his fucking...
He missed.
Got his upper mandible caught on the fucking net. Ripped it right off.
he's no longer with us, but it was a hell of a rap group, wasn't it? You're a New York guy. Those were fucking... Those were the dudes, man. Ghetto Boys were massive.
New York,
massive.
Yeah. I like
I was
New
never
York.
Into that.
I like New York hardcore.
Music. You were always into white music.
I just didn't understand. But it wasn't on my radio stations. Mm. So I feel like now that everybody's like cool, WHFS, like DC rap, DC rock, alternative rock. Now that it's cool, like to know about these things, I feel like when you're rapping, that I was like, fuck, I wasn't even aware of who they were.
Really,
the Beastie Boys and Run DMC was as much as I got. Mm.
That's as far as you went. So who are you listening to in real life? Who's your bands?
LCD Sound System, Arcade Fire.
Arcade Fire just broke up, Roger Waters.
So I took a one-day break from Sober October to fucking take a hit of acid for fucking religious reasons.
Yeah.
It's at Roger Waters here in Austin.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I saw a picture on Instagram. Did you guys go to dinner with him after the show?
We hung out till fucking 4 a.m. with Roger.
And you were on acid the whole time?
I was fucking trip balls with my friend Tony Hinchcliffe's girlfriend. Also, Salah, big shout out to Salah. Fuck you, Tony. What the fuck, you fucking pussy dork. He was like, "I don't know if it's the right time." Like, "Oh, no, definitely a Roger Waters concert is not the right time to try acid." Yeah, loser. You fucking loser, dude. I gotta rethink my friendship. To be honest, your girlfriend's above you now.
This is positive peer pressure right here.
It
because
is.
Because acid will only help him become better as a human being.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking failure. Failure, yeah. For sure. Anyway, so had a great time. And then afterwards... They're all fucking after partying, you know? Rogan's got access to shit, and I got in there, you know, not for my fucking... So we're all talking for hours. It was so fucking cool.
That's what it looked like. I saw the picture, and I was like, fucking A,
just
dude.
Listen to this fucking legend talk.
What'd you ask him? Like, what do you say to a guy like that?
we tried talking a little bit about like similar processes, stand up to music.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't having it.
He wasn't
like a lot of guys. Like, do you guys know Greg Jackson? You ever heard of him?
Yes.
He's a fight trainer.
Yeah.
He's always asking me questions about stand up. And after like a couple years of it, I was like, why do you always ask me? Like, he's like, what do you do when you start bombing? Is there a way to like get out of it? You know, things like that. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. is there a way, like, you know, do you see crowds that should be good than aren't or are not? You know, what? All these questions over and over again. Why do you keep asking me? He said, I see there's a similarity between all art forms. And if I can figure out stuff that you know, the comedians have to deal with, I can apply that to fighting, mm-hmm. help my trainers, help my fighters get better. Mm-hmm. So on that level, you can, like, talk to bands in the same way, you know, what the road is like. There's definitely similarities. He wasn't having it.
He shut it all down.
What did he want to talk about?
Dude, I'm greater than you.
Injustices in the world, some stuff that he makes. But I was happy to hear him because I see the similarities. So when he's like, no, I go in there and tweak my shows every night. Like, really? He puts everything on a hard drive, a hard AF drive.
Yeah.
And then he listens to it at night and sees what changes he should make, like little beat changes. He said he does 112 shows, changes it 111 times.
I understand that.
That's like pathological at this point in your career. But, you know, that's why he's great.
He was like, can't change what's on the Jumbotron because that takes like 2 days to render.
Mm. Yeah.
But. Man, I was fucking crying next to some fucking 80-year-old lady. She's like looking at me, and it was almost like I felt embarrassed. But then it's like, lady, you were around when this. You know what the fuck is happening to me?
Yeah. Did you tell her? Did you tell the 80-year-old I'm on acid?
I told her with my mind. She knew. What else am I crying? I mean, crying, holding myself, bawling, standing up when I'm the only one standing up.
Well, these days people cry in public and then pull out their phones and
promote
go
themselves.
Live.
Yeah.
I'm not looking.
Oh my god!
My cat died 2 weeks ago.
Can I show you a friend of mine who did this?
Yes. Yeah. Pull it up and let's embarrass your friend.
Brad Kreischer is his name. Find a clip of him crying after he dropped his daughter off. This fucking dork dropped his daughter off for college.
Are you talking about Bert Kreischer? Bert did this. Is it Brad or Bert?
I think it's Brig.
Okay.
Brig.
Yeah, yeah, pull him up.
Yeah.
Pull him up.
And he's fucking crying and they're filling himself like a fucking loser. God, I want to use F bomb so bad on here, but I'm not going to do it. But
why not?
God, look at this fucking loser.
Look at this loser crying
and taking a picture of it.
You can say it on here. We don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck.
Find it. He might have deleted it. He might have deleted it if he knows what's fucking right, but he took it. You might have to find it on fucking
No, because he left it, and then he talked to... remember he was crying with Chrissy D on a podcast, too.
You can't edit it out. But you're crying. You stop your crying to put a camera in your face. That's not real crying. You're happy that you're crying.
To be honest...
Go look at Reddit.
I don't know if you caught that episode with him and Tom.
Go look on Reddit for fat fucks tries to promote his own crying.
I don't know if you saw that episode with Tom, but apparently he drinks like 64 ounces of Kool-Aid every goddamn morning, man.
Is that true?
What the fuck?
Breakfast of Champions.
That is not the Breakfast of Champions.
You go for it, dude. He's alive. You ran a marathon. None of you motherfuckers run a marathon.
No.
I've run quite a bit.
No, it's not a video. It's a picture.
There was a video company on Instagram. There was a video where he was just like, this is the fucking...
He's teary-eyed here.
That's not it.
No cup.
No, he's glassy-eyed from being drunk.
Yeah, he's
in the
a car. Yeah.
Just wrecked. That guy's schedule right
it.
Now is insane.
Go Reddit.
His schedule is fucking insane right now.
Dude, he's touring so well. He put on the best fucking... really mini festivals. He would just go and do like... minor league baseball stuff. What a loser. He put his own care in his face. He's not feeling emotion. At any moment he's feeling emotion, he stops and goes, strangers need to know about this. You fucking loser. Go see fucking the greatest tour in the world with Bert Kreischer going through minor league stadiums to fucking whatever it's called. I don't know what the name of the tour is, but.
What is the name of
He's killing
tour?
It, dude, it's right now.
Cool. It's I forget what it is. He puts on a great show. But look, that what a fucking
Was it Birdie Boy? Or was that the last one?
Fully Loaded okay. tour. Mm. Probably the best comedy show. Fuck the fucking Live Nation one they did. They're not nearly as good as a Fully Loaded tour. Eyeball was not as good as a Fully Loaded tour. Because a Fully Loaded tour has a fucking someone who could promote that much in all moments.
Yeah. How did you go on the last one, the Fully Loaded? Because there was a bunch of people.
No, I'm not allowed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why not?
I gave Bert a hot dose of Sweet Molly once, and his family's mad at me.
That's a great story.
Oh, shit. Leanne?
I don't know.
Leanne.
She's a great lady. Great lady. She made me jam. She's great.
But I'm sure she was fucking pissed off.
Not happy with me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. Greatest podcast ever recorded, though.
I did that to you, too, though, frankly.
Oh, yeah.
At a Texas football game.
Yeah, yeah.
But he knew that he was receiving it. He just didn't know what the effects were going to be.
I didn't know. I mean, because
it was hard when you don't know what's coming.
It was pure. It was in a bag, so it wasn't in a pill form.
Yeah, it was crystals.
So I was just like, all right, what the fuck is this? And at that point, we couldn't get any drunker. It was about 100 degrees, and I was like, this will be fine. And then it wasn't. And I missed a child's birthday party. Luckily, it wasn't my own. It was somebody else in the neighborhood.
I don't remember.
Don't invite me. If I had 60 kids and you invite me to another child's birthday party, I'm going to send you a fucking pipe bomb in the mail. How fucking dare you think that it's appropriate to invite me to a fucking child's birthday party?
Yeah. It's crazy.
I've been dosed with acid, and it's like it changes your plans for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever you were going to do. But in fairness to Bert, I have done acid before. I thought you must have done Molly before, and I was way wrong.
Yeah, how was he not?
Right?
Yeah,
but I mean, I'm wrong.
He raged. It's surprising that he hasn't.
Yeah,
has he done coke?
I don't know. I mean, I'm surprised he hadn't done Molly. So I assume he's done everything.
I got
he's
you.
The number one party animal in the world.
I don't know. He's posted pictures of himself crying.
But
on the internet,
that's a hard one to walk into. Like, I don't know how you had dinner with Roger Waters on acid. Like, I couldn't hold a conversation.
Well, unlike you, I'm a man.
Yeah,
no, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
I used true. To take acid in high school and go to the fucking mall and just watch people all day. That was one of my favorite things to do.
It's great. The best was like, so I'm talking to people and people are like talking to me. And then I looked across the table at Sala, at Tony's girlfriend. I mean, this is hours later.
She's dosed up as well?
Yeah.
Oh,
and we're
beautiful.
Just looking at each other, like laughing as people are talking to
there's
us.
There's nothing.
like back in our conversation.
No shit, nothing better than being the only two people at a place that are on. I mean, that's the
what
fucking.
What a warrior Sala is. Fuck you, Tony. You just suck a dick. And then the best, so at the airport, so we stayed up all night. I had a 6:55 flight, which is perfect. I was gonna leave the night before, and Rogan's like, hey, I got another ticket to Roger Waters. I'm like, well, I can't. I got a flight tonight. He goes, just change it. I'm like, dude, I can't afford it. He goes, I'll just change it. I go, all right, but my hotel is like, again, I have fucking $700 billion. And I was like, all right, yeah, I'll go to Roger Waters. And then it turned on me to fucking find acid, and I found it.
Wow.
A few hours.
That's a good friend.
It is a good friend.
Well, if you ever have that issue in this particular town again, just let me know.
Yeah. That's good. Dan's got all the drugs. You sound like the guy. Yeah, but it was like, fuck, how do I get this?
I
got it.
I'm not personally a plug. I just buy a lot for myself.
So correct. You know where to get it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A strange town on short notice.
We had a guy. Do you still use that guy, Giorgio?
Who?
The little bald guy?
Come on now. Don't do that to him.
That doesn't mean anything. I've never said a race or a person or a name
Joe
or
Rogan?
Anything else.
Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan is not
the dealer.
Joe's wearing a trench coat in the fucking garage downtown.
Yeah, exactly.
The bottom level of the garage.
That's how he makes his money.
Yeah. Exactly. Either way, super nice guy, very clean cut suit. Would show up with a nice, neat little backpack. Mm. And he talked to you like this. He was like, hey. Congratulations, and this is what this is. Whatever.
All the dope
like, cool.
comes from legit hippies. So when I get when I get a bag of Molly, the first time I got it, I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? Because there's all this black shit in it. He goes, oh, yeah, she does like a ceremony with burning rose petals into it. I'm like, this stuff's going to be
fucking
good,
dude. It was
dude.
Made in the full moon
Holy
only.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
When hippies are involved.
Test it. You're like, you're fine.
Well, there's
with Molly, you got to test.
Different hippies. Like trailer park hippies with teeth broken off at the gum line, that's bathtub crank, right? Mm-hmm. But if it's like legit hippies, that's going to be the best drugs you've had.
It's going to be I would still say, everybody, you got to test everything.
It's very cheap to test your drugs now.
But you're way more likely to test positive. That's great when it's a fucking hippie.
Yeah,
and I had a great time. And then it's 5 o'clock in the morning. It's like time to go to the airport. And I'm looking at I've already come down now for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Look at the departures gate, trying to like look at where mine is, and I'm like, where's the New York flight? And then I'm like, I'm just like not seeing it. And then I like turn to the guy next to me and was like, does this keep flipping? And he goes, video? And I'm like, God damn it.
Still on it.
Still fucked up.
Yeah, still high. Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens.
Fun time hanging out with Roger fucking Waters from Pink Floyd.
Oh, yeah, when I saw that photo, I was like, this motherfucker, dude. Like, what an unbelievable night.
Put that one up. It was so cool.
Yeah, pop up the picture of Ari and Roger Waters and Rogan, yeah.
Duncan's there. Tony's there.
Yeah, it was a murderer's row at the table, and then Roger Waters, and you're like, how the fuck do you get to do this shit? Like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And Joe's got it like that where he just says, hey, man, I'll just fucking, what does he just give you cash? Because I'm sure he's not going to Venmo you for like flights and hotels and shit.
He just got his guy to change it for me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great. Who's the guy? That's what you want, right? It's the fucking guy just to do all this shit.
He's always been so cool, even before he had any money. Well, he had some, but he was always like, don't worry about it. I'll buy you steaks.
That's fucking awesome, man. Yeah, pop up this picture. I saw it on Rogan's Instagram.
Oh, really? It was on Rogan's?
Yeah, I believe so. And it was pretty fucking dope.
Yeah.
It'd be October 6th, something like that.
There it is right there. Boom, 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 boom. Damn. Look at that, dude. And it's weird because you're in awe of like who this is, and then you're trying to have a normal conversation about life, and you're like,
"This." Yeah, you want to join in, but then you got to realize, like, stop. Just listen. This is not a moment. Mm-hmm. There's nothing. He's not going to get anything from me. He's so much wiser than any of us. He's been around. He's been through all of it. That it's like, what am I even doing trying to like join in? I'll just listen.
Let me ask you this: if Joe isn't there, do you guys get that invite?
No.
Okay.
But he left. And then it was that moment of like, okay, it was like 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. Joe takes off. I'm like, okay, I guess that's it. And then Roger Waters just switched seats. I'm like, so where do we? And he just kept talking. We stayed till fucking 5 with him.
That's dope.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Because you always wonder if he's going to have the walk off from
yeah,
the guy.
Like, well, I got yeah. the, yeah. And that's your in, is the super famous guy that he also knows.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people's in. But yeah, when I got there, Joe was like, you just missed Roger Waters. You could have said hi. I'm like, what am I going to say hi? What am I going to fucking get to know him? I saw the concert. That's way better. It's too great, too, because, like, so I'm there, right? And we're in, like, a private area. They asked us, like, do you want to go to a private area or, like, in the middle, up a little bit, so dead on to two screens of a quadrant?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, listen, I would rather go up there, but I'm not massively famous. Mm-hmm. No one's going to bother me.
Yeah.
So I'll defer. And Joe, to his credit, was like, no, we can go up there. But then we passed by this private area, uh-huh. and it was just on the floor, just behind some ropes. And he's like, oh, no, this will be better. And yeah. it was still really good seats. Uh-huh. But then we did an intermission, and we all went, like, backstage and got some waters. And then the bright lights, and me and Sal are both like, we can't – there's people talking normal here. I can't be out here. I got to get back in the darkness. But I asked one of the people running it. I was like, where would you say the best seats are? We have tickets for up, and I showed her where.
Uh-huh.
Or down there. And she goes, well, I've done, you know, 75 of these shows. Like, do you know anything about it? I'm like, no, I don't know anything about it. She goes, you're in fine seats, but up there is really, really good. I'm like, enough said. I'm like, guys, I'm leaving you. I'm up there. And they go, Rogan and his bodyguard's like, hey, dude, just so you know, they play their last song. They leave the stage and finish their last song in underground. So they have a video on them. So, like, we have to be in this cavalcade before the last song.
Okay.
So you got to get back here. And this is the last song they told me. But I'm like, What is it? I'm trying to like focus, and I'm like, I don't know.
Time, and it has that fucking 6 minute,
maybe.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Intro to it, I think, because they play the music while they're walking down or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
So that's probably what it is, and it's super. To your point, it's super fucking trippy.
Yeah. Right? But I'm like, this is the best concert I've ever been to in my life. I'm midway through the best thing I've ever seen. I mean,
they've been doing it for 50 fucking years.
So I'm like, so they're like, come before the last song. I'm like, I don't know if I can get there. And the bodyguard's like, I'll come get you. But he's having a good time. And I was like, no, dude, you don't have to do that. And I was like, actually, guys, I'm going to catch up with you. I don't want to miss a second of this. And then Rogan's like, well, how are you going to get home? I'm like, maybe I'll Uber. And the bodyguard's, is your phone full? I'm like, it's 80%. We're good. And Joe's like, he's a worry wart. And he's like, well, I mean, everyone's going to be calling an Uber. You're not going to be able to get one. I'm like, then I'll walk. He goes, you can't walk in Austin and you're all fucked up. And I had to be like, Joe, I've done super illegal drugs in a lot of fucking dangerous countries and dangerous cities, dude. This ain't going to be the one that breaks me. Yeah. Worst case scenario, I'll get robbed. I'll be all right, bro.
You'll be fine. Thank you
for your concern.
Yeah.
I'll meet up with you later.
You'll be fine.
Yeah. He's a cautious guy.
He's cautious.
Yeah. Is it one of those things where you listen to Pink Floyd with like the Wizard of Oz and all that shit doing drugs growing up? Did you ever do any of that?
Uh-uh.
That was my first introduction to them. Was in college pairing up that movie with the third Lion Roar.
Yeah, I tried that and got about 5 minutes in, and I was like, this is fucking stupid. I'm going to go out into the woods look up into the sky. Fuck this shit.
Yeah.
Although I did watch The Matrix for the first time in a deep K-hole, and that was one of the best experiences of my life.
It was
fucking nice.
Ketamine's underrated, dude. But ketamine's
underrated. It's coming on strong, though.
Yeah.
I've got a bunch.
Yeah.
I did an episode of my podcast, Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank, and I did a 9/11. I don't have as much fun as you guys. I did a 9/11 first responder, and I had a teaser where I just take a piece of it and I'll tell like 30 seconds up front. He's talking about getting one guy out of the rubble who was still like alive. And they're like, everybody like, we got a live guy. And they're all pulling him out. And then as soon as they pull him out, he dies. And this cop pulls out his gun. And he's like, fuck this. And just shoots himself in the face. Like dark. And then I go to like Pink Floyd song with like birds going. It's like, look, mommy, there's an airplane up in the sky. And it was right for the moment. It was fucking eerie.
Inappropriate segues.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
It's nice.
Oof. I thought the whole Pink Floyd Wizard of Oz thing was real. 2 weeks ago, he did an interview and said it was all bullshit.
Of course it's all fucking bullshit, but it's theater of the mind. I was shocked. When you're on acid and you've been programmed to believe something's true, your brain will make it true. Like, that's how it works.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. I was convinced for fucking years,
but
dude.
That's why having meditation techniques work as well. Like if you're going to do ayahuasca or DMT or some shit, I do it to have fun. Not ayahuasca, that's stupid, but I smoke DMT all the time just for fun. But if you're trying to do it for some kind of therapy, having a solid plan beforehand will shape the whole experience for you.
Oh, that's a good idea. Well, ayahuasca's not stupid.
He's done it on air.
No, ayahuasca's not stupid. It's stupid to do for fun.
Oh, yeah. It's not a party drug.
No. No.
I want a fun party drug. Yeah. Just to start fucking projectile diarrhea, shitting everywhere, shitting and barfing. Yeah. What a fun party.
No. He did do... You've smoked DMT live on air, and like guests have it known and shit forever. I'll know because it's a different scent.
Yeah,
because usually have to smoke weed all day.
If it's in, it smells like fucking crack. It's like burning rubber. It's disgusting.
Burning candy.
It's crack. It's nasty.
Yeah, you can smell it. But when you forget what this what's this powder? DMT.
But 5-MeO is not bad.
Okay.
But if I smoked that, you would know.
Hey, if I ever come back, can we do DMT on air?
For sure.
Yep.
Oh yeah, he's got plenty of it in his house.
Doing it, and then
I don't know if he can handle it.
He's got plenty in his house. I would probably crater.
So do it. Don't be a fucking pussy about it for a while.
I'll do it at the end because the last 10 minutes
I read some reviews of this podcast and they were all like, you're a fucking pussy about everything. And I was like, you? And I was like, no way.
There's like 65,000 reviews and it's all that.
It's all that.
One star.
That guy's a fucking pussy. Yeah. Fuck this guy. You ever have like Aubrey Marcus and those guys on the show?
I had Aubrey Marcus once talk about open relationships.
Thank God. All right. Did you see the fucking girl who keeps showing up now that he's dating?
No.
And they're doing Aaron Rodgers. They were at the Packers game.
Okay.
It's his wife.
It's his wife. Okay, great. And are they in an open relationship, the two of them?
Aubrey Marcus?
Yeah. And his wife, right?
No.
It was a long time ago I did the podcast. I haven't kept up with them.
That was him and Whitney. I guess this girl's not
they broke up, I think.
Relationship. Yeah.
Okay, this is normal. So the girl that he's with now keeps showing up with like celebrities, and I'm like, man, I wonder if you'll get trapped into this shit. She was with Jake Paul before the fight on Saturday night, and she plays bowl music with a bowl. What's the name of it?
What?
Yep, there you go. Can you hear that?
Is that her singing?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's good. It sounds like
Enya.
Yeah.
Enya.
Yeah.
There's no real words, though. She's just making sounds.
They're all made up words.
This would be fun to listen to on DMT.
It's a trance. So my whole theory is that she has hypnotized Aaron Rodgers.
She's a siren.
She's dating Aaron Rodgers?
Well, we don't know. So they showed up at the Packers game, and then she had this crazy post about they were on the field and everything. And she had this crazy post about he's such a warrior and a beast, and I admire him.
Aaron Rodgers gets
there. There it is right there.
He fucks hard.
I don't know that he fucks tough, dude. I don't know that he breathes hard and fucks
tough.
Make
that big. I want to see her abs.
Oh, she's shredded.
Yeah. Like, just like
I don't think you can on Instagram, right? Can you zoom in, Bob?
Do you have a touchscreen?
It's a website.
No, it's fucked up, but I'll find you another one. This is not the only picture.
Oh, Bob has gone down a rabbit hole looking at her shit. Because
I like how she has the wallet chained to her nose.
Yeah. Who is that? Is that Tony Hawk?
No, that's some dude with a giant forehead.
Who's that guy? Why does he look familiar?
Damn, she's got a stomach.
Well, he's Tony Hawk, so.
Who is that?
I don't know. It's some fucking picture of some guy who died.
It's a dead guy?
See, there they are taking credit for knowing a dead guy.
Oh, my God.
Another one, dude. Another one, yeah. He's dead.
Why would you take it to fucking strangers? Why would you ever tell strangers how upset you are? It's nuts.
They need to know. All right, they need to know. They need to know.
Damn, okay. She's hot in that one.
Yeah. There we go. She fucking nude.
So she just does sex moans,
yes,
to music.
Way to make a living.
Yeah, I mean
that's a Princess Leia outfit, right?
No,
it might as well be.
Yeah,
this is body jewels.
Body jewels and early Leia is what I'm getting there.
Yeah, it's basically like pre-colonial America, but in space.
Carrie Fisher never looked like that, my man.
Yeah, this is just Burning Man.
At no point did she ever look like that.
How long do you put up with this shit for a piece of ass like this?
You put up until you realize, until you're used to it, and then it's like, ugh.
But how far into the diet do you get before you tell her to move out of your fucking house?
Yeah, that's the problem. She controls a relationship, for
you
sure.
You don't have any meat in this house. Like, well, there's one piece, and you haven't been touching it lately.
Oh, man. Like Tom Brady's toilet in Giselle's is probably the worst toilet in America.
I love how people are like, oh, I can't believe he broke up with her. Like, really? You can believe the athlete who started fucking a 27-year-old?
Yeah.
Didn't want to fuck up 40-year-old mother of two. Yeah, like, come on, he's still the athlete. And she's not that.
She still plays, though. So does Heidi Klum.
Fuck off.
So does Heidi Klum.
All these people are like, she still brings it. Ugh.
Really? Who's
like
your jam?
LeBron's still on top. He's still the best in the NBA.
I've always thought
he was a bottom.
Yeah, same here. We hate LeBron on this show.
You think LeBron's a homosexual?
No,
but Kanye is. Oh,
Kanye's definitely tried it.
Yeah. He's tried a dick for fashion, and he said it was for fashion.
He's a creator.
Creatives always try a dick.
Yeah, you got to.
Hey, put your dick in my shoe. And then it's like, why are we doing this? And he's like,
I did like how he pulled out, I mean, you know, pornography to illustrate a point. That's a really good game plan.
Oh, to the execs at Adidas?
He does make an occasional good point. My bank dropped me, but they didn't drop Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
That's a good point, yeah.
It is.
Fair. I have a theory that's his porno. Because apparently before the Lex Friedman podcast, he showed him his dick. And I'm assuming he showed him that same porno.
Really?
Interesante.
Right. Maybe he's shopping it.
Would say.
Yeah, maybe he's shopping it. Who knows?
Apparently he's like over 12.
Oh. Kanye's like over, he's got a 12-inch dick?
They allude to it during the show.
Come on. Who said that? Lex
over
or 12?
No. No. Lex, no one's over 12.
Lex is a scientist.
He's a scientist. He would know.
God, that guy. Yeah. Let's just say, you know. He can count jelly beans.
He's working at the carnival. Let me guess your dick size.
Step right up, kids. Here we go.
That would be a fun carnival thing, to guess your dick size.
Sure would.
Yeah. And sure then you would. Just guess 2 inches for everybody and then say, oh, prove it. And then you have a cop standing by. And when they try to pull their dick out, arrested, I still keep the money.
Yeah. Or the people are so ashamed that they just walk away.
Yeah.
So either way, it's a win-win here.
Yeah. Than 10 inches?
Could have been.
Make everyone feel good by undercutting them. Smart.
Yeah. Smart. Now's the point in the show we get to the Drinking Bro of the Week, which is someone who has inspired you or helped you become the person you are today. Who would you like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to?
Who's inspired me, helped me become the person of the day, person who I am today.
Who's a comic that helps you out on the come up?
I mean, Joe Rogan really has always been very supportive of me. Took me on the road with him a long time ago. And I was a really shitty comic. Took me on the road and it really helped make me into like a better comic, being able to like give me access to his audiences and like kind of flourish and take my time on stage. Man, he's always fucking supporting me and stuff. It sucks because he's so on top. I know that's not like a fucking good one to use.
No, it is because
he's always been really, really in my corner.
If you look at the tree of Rogan, he's helped out so many fucking people.
A lot of people have said him on this show. Yeah. A lot of comedians.
Yeah, yep. He's super supportive. People try to take him down, but it's like all he does is get behind everybody.
Mm.
And it's like, yeah, he's just a great dude.
Yeah, so, you always see him like pluck a couple of dudes out of the crowd or women as well. And promote him. Like Hans Kim lately has been on a tick with him.
Who?
Hans Kim's the Asian kid. He's really fucking funny.
Like, Hans is great, man. He tells me off stage, like, Hans is great. Okay. But like, it's not like he's going to get anything out of it. He just wants to spread the word.
Yeah.
That somebody likes his money.
He's a proselytizer for like
he used to come
independent
in,
comedy. That's really weird.
He used to come
is,
in
yeah.
at open mic night at the we did open mic night and then employee section at the Comedy Store. And he would come in, he'd be in town. He'd just come in and just sit there and watch all the employees. And be like, you're really funny. Just this is like before Fear Factor days. Mm. And he would just like laugh his ass off and was just like, oh, here's this like a semi-celebrity who's just being nice and supportive for no reason.
That's cool. Nobody's ever had a bad word to say about him on the show. Ever.
Yeah. Short.
Not on the show.
We gotta do something then. Short. Yeah, short. For sure, short.
Yeah. What do you peg him at? 5'2", 5'4"?
I don't even think that tall. I think he's under 5.
Come on.
He's 3 and
that's
a half.
That's the
have
legal.
You ever met him?
No, we've seen him in person.
Yeah,
and,
if you get up next to him, you realize it's probably 4'11", 4'10".
No shit. That's the legal maximum height for a midget. You know that, right? 4'11".
He's probably 4'11 and a half then.
Okay, so he's just above it?
Yeah. You just don't want to get sued by Big Midget.
Big Midget
will come after you. Trying to steal valor from us, you fucking piece of shit.
Tell everybody where they can watch the special one more time.
Watch it on YouTube right now, everybody. I made this special for your enjoyment. I'm giving it as a gift to all of you. If you want to throw me a couple shekels, you can. But honestly, just go watch it and appreciate it and just enjoy. I fucking worked for 5 years on it. It's the best thing I've ever done.
It comes out 60 seconds
right now.
Right, and that's a perfect way to end the show. Also, check out his podcast. It's huge. It's been huge for years.
Skeptic Tank.
We're fans, just not enough to get your name right, obviously. You're welcome. Yeah, exactly. Oh, God.
Let's do DMT next time. That'll be fun as shit.
Yeah, come on in. We have plenty. Yeah. And anytime you're in town, you need to record, just hit us up, and you can use any one of these sets. Nice. We love you, man. For D'Anthony Holloway, Ari, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.